news in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hello, I'm Joyce Meyer, inviting you to join me right here on Enjoying Everyday Life, where I give you easy and practical ways to live a life you truly love.
Joyce Meyer is heard at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
The Amazing Grace School of Dance presents an original ballet drama, Esther, for such a time as this.
Come, join Amazing Grace School of Dance for their 10th annual celebration performance as they present the ancient story of Esther, for such a time as this. The cast is made up of over 130 Amazing Grace School of Dance students, friends, and local talented actors who are excited to present the story of how one girl was able to save an entire nation from destruction. After Hadassah's family is brutally murdered, she is taken in by her uncle Mordecai, who raises her as his very own daughter. Years later, after Queen Vashti is banished from the kingdom, King Xerxes and his royal advisors decide that they must find a replacement. They summon all of the young maidens of Persia to the palace. As Hadassah is being taken away by the king's guards, her uncle advises her to hide her Jewish descent, and he changes her name to Esther. While in the palace, the girls are given a year's worth of beauty treatments to prepare them for one night with the king. But only one will become the king's true love, his queen. In the end, because of Esther's bravery and love, she was able to thwart Haman's evil plan to kill off the Jews. Come and join Esther in her adventure as she manages to save an entire nation with her love and bravery.
Esther, presented at Sunrise Theater, 117 South 2nd Street, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34950. For tickets, call 772-461-4775 or visit sunrisetheater.com.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Meyers.
Who?
Ed Meyers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877 853 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We've given the devil way too much credit. We got all spooky and paranormal activity and demons this and exorcists that. Oh, shut up. Let me tell you something. There ain't a demon in hell. There ain't a devil anywhere. And the prince of the power of the air, whatever you want to call, that can even come close to the power of God that is residing on the inside of you. He's greater. He's greater. Come on, somebody shout, "He's greater." But the devil is a deceiver, and he wants to keep you lethargic. He wants to keep you bound in sin. He wants to keep you sleepy. He wants to keep you numb. He wants to keep you inside the four walls. He wants to keep you from impacting lives. So he sidetracks you with alternative purposes that are meant to destroy your life. It's a lie. And we buy it hook, line, and sinker. And a lot of times we come to church faithfully every Sunday, but we ain't impacting nobody in our world. Hallelujah. Amen. So, well, we just need to pray. Yeah, we do need to pray every day. God, wake us up today to the doors that are opening up to us. Let us take a step of faith. Whether I'm at the drive-thru or the gas station or the store, let me always have my light shining. Let me always be salt in the earth. Hallelujah. This is really about waking up God possibilities on the inside of us so that we can become everything that God wants us to be. Instead of letting the devil dictate our life and make us into what he wants us to be. Listen to me. If you're not living your destiny today, it's not because there's a great big devil. It's because you bought into the lie. You're taking the path of least resistance. It's not your destiny. You're going to end up in the ground in the bottom of 6 feet of dirt, under 6 feet of dirt. And people are going to look at you and go, "What a waste. All the potential. All the gifts. All the love they had. And they just wallowed in self-pity and hatred." Come on, are you here this morning? That's not what God's called us to do. How many of you believe that this morning? Hallelujah. People, you know what they want? They want to know, how can I lay down at night and put my head on the pillow and not be tormented? How can I close my eyes at the end of the day and sleep overtake my body without being full of anxiety and worry about the people in my life and my family, my job? That's what they're looking for. Huh? They're looking for a way to be at peace with themselves. They're looking for a way to be okay, to have life, a life that overflows. Come on, how many know that's what people are looking for? They come to church, that's what they're looking for. People come in church, they're looking for hope. And oftentimes the church just gives them religion. I don't want to be a church that gives people religion. I want to be a church that gives people Jesus. Amen. That teaches people relationship. Amen. They walk into church. How many of you ain't got to give them 14 different scriptures on the kenosis theory and the hermeneutical, homiletical exegesis of how Jesus crossed over the bridge of destiny and shed his blood so that you can get to the place of your... How many of you, they just want to know that God loves them?
Do you know the four spiritual laws, brother?
Jesus loves you. Made a way for you. I mean, I can bring Jesus to my generation. You can bring Jesus to your generation, but you got to step through the open doors. You got to be transforming and not conforming. But we don't do it. We live in a Christian bubble. We speak Christianese. We go to Mac Church. We want everything when we get it, when we want it, when we got it. We don't want nobody to be in our face about anything that confronts our sin. We want nobody telling us what to do. I can hear God for myself. Well, did you take into consideration you might be hearing the voice of God, but it's filtered through an argument that you had last night with your wife? Come on, somebody. You ought to come to our church where the power of God is moving. We had 100 people slain in the Spirit. They kill people at your church? What do you mean? They don't know what we're talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What have we done? We've become isolationist in our Christian right-wing bubble. The people we really love that we're afraid to talk to about Jesus are going to hell. He said, well, Pastor, I just can't talk to them about Jesus. I don't know how to approach them. I'm afraid I might offend them. Well, think about this. How offended do you think they're going to be at you the day after they die? You think they're going to look up from the pit of hell in eternal agony and go, you know, they were really good to me. They were just a good friend. These are people you work with. These are people you laugh with, that you take lunch break with. They are on their way to hell without you. Are you hearing me? Amen. That's how real this is. You might be the only Jesus they ever see. You might be the only Jesus they ever get. And we do it, man. We get all bogged down in our religious, and we get this victim mentality, and we get this idea that we're supposed to come out from the world and be separate from the world. And God said, no, I didn't mean come out from the people you live with. I mean, don't let the order of this world affect your thinking process, or the cosmos of this world affect the way you live. But I've called you to live among them. Jesus said in John chapter 17, he said, Lord, don't deliver them out of the world. Just be with them while they're in it. But we get a victim mentality. Nobody likes us, and everybody, the government's out to get help. Nobody, we can't get nothing done in Common Core, and we just complain about how bad it is, and nobody wants to give the church a break. And we develop this victim mentality where we walk around society with a chip on our shoulder. We love Jesus, but we look like we got a chip on our shoulder because we're offended that the homosexual agenda is getting more rights than we are.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Come on, huh? Everybody's against us and nobody's for us and nobody knows what we're like, and we just here, we just trying to serve the Lord, and we just trying to do our thing, and we trying to protect the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and we really trying to be committed, and we're really trying to be genuine, and we just want to be pure in our heart. And all of a sudden we begin to believe all that stuff, and we fall into this thing called an Elijah complex. Well, nobody's for us. Everybody's against us. There ain't nobody left but us and God. We're just hiding out in the cave waiting on the rapture of Jesus to come get us so we can get out of this hellhole and get to be in glory with God, and nobody loves us. And every time we talk about Christianity and every time we try to do the big bounce, somebody's going to give us a negative comment and talk about us and put us down and blah, 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 blah. And God comes along and he says, knock it off, you blockhead. It ain't just you in the cave. There's 7,000 of them out there hiding and waiting. I got an army ready to rise up. I got people with purpose and destiny. They're looking for a place to come together and get on fire for the purposes of their God. I've got people that want to live in this place of destiny. Step into the thing that I've called you to. Come on, amen. So what do we do? Come on, somebody shout, what am I going to do? Well, how many of you know the majority of the people in this city ain't coming here knocking on our door? They say, Pastor, we're praying in the harvest. We're praying in the harvest, and we want to be a part of this. We're praying. How many know you got to do more than pray? You got to go and tell. You got to preach. Amen. If you want to bring the kingdom into this land, then you're going to have to bring the kingdom into this land. Jesus talked about the church one time when he was here on earth in his ministry. He talked about the kingdom of God 80 times. We got to take the kingdom of God to people. Somebody shout the kingdom. Yeah. We were built to be influencers. The kingdom of God does not operate with people just running here and banging on our door. The kingdom of God operates by us getting off the pew and getting in the street and getting into the workplace and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and bringing the kingdom to those people that we care about. We pray for political leaders to get in office. God, give us godly leaders. And then when they get in office, we go, I can't stand anybody in politics. Somebody has to invade the kingdom. We need to raise up mayors. We need to raise up city commissioners. We need to raise up sheriffs and police chiefs and police officers. They need to come out of the body of Christ with destiny. We need to raise up business leaders and community leaders that understand that there's a principle at work in this earth, and the principle is about the kingdom of God impacting and influencing lives. That's what we're supposed to be doing. God wants to move us from isolation to influence. Amen. He wants you to influence everywhere you go. Right. Somebody shout, I'm salt. I'm salt. I'm light. How do you know what that means? Amen. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. The salt of the earth and the light of the world. How do you know salt affects everything that it touches? Yes. Everything you put salt on, it affects it. Amen. But it's not affected by anything. Think about that. Nobody ain't never heard nobody say, well, that's some beefy salt. That's the beefiest salt I've ever tasted. Or that's some beany salt. Ooh, I don't like that salt. It's too beany. You never heard nobody say that, have you? Why? Because salt affects everything that it touches, but it's not affected by anything. And Jesus said, you are the salt of this earth. The earth is the main dish. You bring flavor to it. You take something nasty and disgusting and you put life on it. Come on, are you here? They said, you're the light of the world. Everybody say light. Light. I mean, if you cut off all these lights in this room, it would be pitch black in here because there ain't no windows in this building. It'd be dark. You can walk back there and flip that light switch up. How many know when you flip that light switch up in the back, dark doesn't say, I ain't going nowhere. Forget about you, light. And that's not what dark does. You flip the light switch on, dark runs to the corner and hides and goes, light. I can't exist. I believe God wants to raise this church up on the Treasure Coast to effect change on the Treasure Coast. We're not just here to have church. God's called us to be influencers. He's called us to be people of impact. You believe that this morning? We got to move from areas of isolation to influence. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out yesterday. Because what you did is we moved out of the four walls of this building And we moved into a neighborhood that is riddled with gang violence, with drug abuse, with broken families, with hurting people. And for 6 hours yesterday, we corporately, in unity, became influencers. Come on, go ahead. You can give the Lord a round of applause. It took a lot of effort to do that. It cost the church about $1,500 to do that. Everybody had to set aside their Saturday to come down for a couple hours. But I sat in a chair yesterday and I looked around and I saw people from all over our church talking to complete strangers, fellowshipping, praying, hugging, inviting, handing out business cards, handing out flyers, signing kids up for kids' church, signing people up to catch a ride to church next Sunday, feeding homeless people. Salt, light. The whole idea of Golden Rule Academy, ladies and gentlemen, is to be a school that takes kids out of a public school system that is so steeped in a culture that has become anti-God and remove them from that system by a tool that God gave us by His grace in the state of Florida through tax credits. To move them out of that environment and bring them to this environment. Is this environment perfect? No. Are our teachers the best teachers in the world? No. But you know what? They're salt and they're light. They're salt and they're light. They're influencers. Every one of our teachers can walk in the classroom and shut the door and say, listen, I want to pray over you kids today. Is there anybody here that ain't feeling good? Anybody going through anything at home? And we got them. We got them. We got some hurting kids. And Golden Rule Academy is for many of these kids. Out of the 150 we got here this year, I would say for more than half of these kids, Golden Rule Academy is the only Jesus they get. It's the only influence they get. Because God's called us to be salt and light. He's called us to influence and impact. One of my favorite passages of Scripture is John chapter 4. My buddy Joe, man, he loved that Scripture. He's got, the plaque out there on the wall. Something he used to say to me all the time, Jason, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right, buddy. Don't worry about it. God's got this. I must have heard him preach out of John chapter 4, I don't know, 15, 16 times at youth camps. And one of the things he used to say, Jesus would come, he met this lady at the well. And he said, number one, the first thing is that she was at the well by herself, which tells you she didn't have any friends, which tells you because women used to go to the well, they would go in groups of 4 to 5. Women never went to the well alone unless they'd been blackballed, unless they had a scarlet letter, unless none of the other women didn't like them. So here's this woman, she's at the well and she's by herself, and Jesus comes along and he comes up to the well, which was the second thing that was kind of out of the ordinary, because it was uncustomary for a Jew to come and sit at a well with a Samaritan. Come on, stay with me now. Not just a Jew, but a rabbi who was wearing all of his rabbi clothes. He comes and he sits at the well. And listen to me, this is how people are going to receive you. People are going to receive you the way they perceive you. The way they perceive you. If you come off all cocky and full of pride, that's the way they're going to receive you. I don't care how much God you think you got in you. So Jesus comes and he starts talking to this lady at the well and he says to her, he says, yeah, this is going on, and she's wanting to have a theological debate with him. And how many know Jesus can really have a theological debate if he wants to? And she says, I perceive that you are a prophet. And he goes, oh yeah, you do, huh? Well, let me just prophesy to you. You've had 5 husbands and you ain't with none of them, and the guy you're with, you're not married to. I think about that moment, she was probably wishing she had perceived him to be a teacher. But he begins to prophesy over her, and he begins to minister the love of God to her, and he meets her at a place in her life where she begins to experience this wellspring of life that can come up out of her, and she meets the Messiah, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, changes her life forever. She gets up from the well, and she walks into the city, and as she's walking into the city, here come the disciples who had went into the city to preach. And they come out of the city and they say, Jesus, there ain't nothing going on there. They are 4 months from the harvest. We ain't got nothing for them. There ain't nothing we can do. And as they're telling Jesus how bad the town is, Jesus says, look, the fields are white unto harvest. And they turn around and they see this woman from the well and half of the city walking out of the city, following her back to Jesus, because she went into town and she said, come and see a man who told me things that nobody could ever tell me, who touched me in a way that nobody could ever touch me, who changed me in a way that nobody could ever change me. This woman that was scorned, this woman that nobody cared about, walked into a city and told of the good news of a relationship with Jesus. Something the disciples couldn't do. And you know why? Because he touched her at her need. See, that's really what we're called to do.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.